Page Yud Gimel, Chashoros Avreichem. After learning how through the expression of one's midas, ahava and yira and so on, there's a hisgalus hanefesh. Therefore, we have seen how hisrakshus hamidas, when there's a hisrakshus hamidas, this is a very powerful experience of hisgalus hanefesh, of the soul of a person being revealed. So, because from the early time in our lives, we are used to having his iris and his rakshas for all kinds of silly and unimportant things, this makes it very, very difficult for us to learn how to take hold of our hisrakshus. Is what the entire kuntras is about, how to take hold of our hisrakshus, of our capacity to feel ahava and yira, and to be excited about something, and to be able to draw it into the service of Hashem Zabach, instead of what we're used to using it for. So on page Yud Gimel, Omeyata Hayim Avshar, the second paragraph, on top of page Yud Gimel. Omeyata Hayim Avshar L'Shairas HaGadlus HaSheYagi HaAdam La. Since we see how the midas of a person come from such a high, exalted place, Mamish from the highest madrega of who we are, then how great is the godless? How exalted can a person become when, instead of allowing his midas to function and allowing his structures to take place in the small arena of silliness and narishkeit, of physical things that he grew up with, but instead he's makdish his midas, is what the Sefer is about. That he's able to be makdish his midas, what, for avodas Hashem, in the service of Hashem. Ukshakol avodas Hashem tehebe his rakshas. That one's entire avodas Hashem is in the way of his rakshas, of great emotional excitement. Then his avodah, his davening, his learning, his mitzvahs, mas and tovim, will not be lifeless and empty and cold. But he will be megala. He'll be able to feel the presence of his nefesh at a time of his avodah. So then we're not talking about a flame that's sort of spreading into foreign territory in a destructive way, but the flame itself is attached like to the burning coal, to Hashem Yisbarach, Midosim Yisrakshus Behavos V'Yirasi Yisbarach Nafshem Yisrahevis. V'agav Yisbar Elonu B'zeh, and this is by way of introduction to the entire country, is where we're going to learn about how to do this, and how to direct our instructions towards Avodas Hashem. Vagi v'zbar lana b'zeh ma'agodl koicha shal hisrakshus atcha kechaisev shal ish mizbatlan lo. We're also going to learn and see how great is hisrakshus, how powerful is the hisrakshus, when all of one's koichas can become bottle, can become completely submissive or completely subjugated to the hisrakshus. What does that mean? K'shem hisrakish baratzen chazak ahava yira ach lechol v'lishan lo yitztarech. We understand on a very, very simple level that when a person's emotions are very much taken up by something, then he can't sleep and he can't eat. Which even when a person gets very, very emotional about a relationship with another person, like the Rambam talks about, the Rambam speaks, when he speaks about in Mishnah Torah, Ahavas Hashem, love of God, he says that in this world, when a person is chaylas ahava, to be lovesick, a person can't eat, a person can't sleep. When a person is able to be misragesh for avodas Hashem in a strong way, ahava yira af lechol v'lishim leitzdarach, to live in such a way where he takes care of himself. He eats because he has to eat. He sleeps because it's necessary to sleep. Not like in America, where eating and sleeping are like a national pastime. Right? Eating and sleeping is like it has its own tachlis. We'll be after you know, after Shabbos, 45 minutes, as soon as Central Avenue opens up and they can get the ovens hot enough, the oilam will be out there fressing away, you know, let's say Shabbos, even though Shabbos is early and everybody had Shalos Sudas or had something to eat a few hours ago, people will be waiting in line and coming and going, and then the late Sunday morning sleeping and having to figure out, you know, eights about how this person should get to Minyan, that person should get to Minyan, has to go, there's 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock Minyan someplace, and when a person's hisrakshus, when a person's avodas Hashem rather, when it's cold and it's lifeless, and on top of that the person's midas, the person's nefesh is dormant, so then eating and sleeping and all of those necessities of life become more than necessities. They become obsessions to some degree. But he says, "Koicha shel nefesh gluihi, asher kulam lefaneha mizbatlam." He says that when the nefesh, when there's a hisrakshus, when one's avodas Hashem is with hisrakshus, with excitement, and with warmth, when one's avodas Hashem is in such a way, so then all the other activities, all the other needs of a person become subjugated to that great hisrakshus and become secondary to the hisrakshus. Ukechol she hisrakshus v'hispailus yisayir hi yoysa karchus v'chushum levnehem izbatlam. V'im tigdal achetala b'lav kegachle eishin islavu az kol atzmom izbatlam v'hihi hislavus. The Rebbe is explaining that hislavus, the word that we use hislavus, which nowadays if a person, you know, when he's davening, if his eyes are, you know, if he's awake, we call that hislavus, right? If he's just not sleeping, that's already called hislavus. But the advanced, extreme levels of hisrakshus are called hislavus. So we've been talking about hispilus, that's the lower level, then there's hisrakshus, and then there's hislavus. Hislavus is when the person's, when all of the person's other needs are completely misbatal before the great fire, the flame of how the nefesh is experiencing Avodas Hashem. And he says, "Uchvanu chalosus lechabocher v'avrech ezemida shabat timdoid benefesh atem espor ladas ad kamerak hisrakshusi emosai kvar hislavusnik." I can give you a way to measure, to know when are you experiencing hisrakshus, which is a level of excitement, and when are you experiencing hislahavus, which is like the fire that's attached to the cold, when you're experiencing this higher level of hislahavus where nothing else in life is important. When we speak about the hislahavus of the tzaddikim in earlier generations, we don't even have a hasaga, we can't even comprehend the hislahavus of the tzaddikim in earlier generations. When we call Shekhan Oid Lomud Oisa, certainly we're not in a position to measure the Islavis of the earlier Tzaddikim. When was it called Islavis and to what level did it reach? And even the terms that we see in this Svarim, the fiery terms that were used to describe spiritual experiences of the Tzaddikim, he says, in the face of those flames and of that Islavus, Panenu Nichvim, our faces are burned. At the end of the Naim Elimelech, in the first letter, Mizel Shaina HaKadosh, Shahava Mevila Hatzadi Kimat Lashigahan. The Rebbe of Melech writes over there that Tzadik experienced love of God to the point that he becomes almost insane, almost crazy with that. He says, "Kimat l'shigayin." Uchshalom dim hagmar. That's what the Rebbe Yirmiyahu says. "Kimat l'shigayin." We see that the Nevi'im were called Mishigayin. In the time of Navi, that the Nevi'im were referred to by the people as Mishigayin. And it sounds like the Rebbe Yirmiyahu was writing about how kimat would be a madrega of shigayin. And we know that when the Rebbe Yirmiyahu wrote about tzaddikim, he was writing about himself. Uchshalom dim hagmar kedoshim mamish eishachelus es samigod lahava kedusha. And when they would learn Gemara, when they were learning, they would be consumed, Kamat, with this powerful fire of love and holiness. Next page, Begeres Hasheni, in the second letter, Shamisik Shalem Dim HaGemara, Malbish Na'atma Pacha De Rada Ve'ema Ve'yir Gedelim Hashem Ezbarach Baruch Hu. And the level of pachad of when they were learning about Gemara, right? The pachad and the ra'od and the aim and the year of gedolim Hashem Yisbarach that filled them at that time when they were learning. The terasa mi'ir b'fneiim v'chulu. As we know from the Kadmainim, we know from Chazal that. When tzaddikim were sitting and learning together, that even though regular people couldn't see it, but those who had the eyes to see that there was fire everywhere, and the entire Beis Medrash and the entire house was surrounded by fire, and it's brought in strong that Gemara itself is the Isis, you know, Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel, that regular eyes can't see what that means, that all the Chayas HaKadosh and the Sarfei HaKadosh and the Malachim. When a person learns a black Gemara, and now, you know, a person can sit like, you know, sit in Beis Medrash or sit someplace with his, you know, back on his chair, breaking every chair in the yeshiva. You know how guys sit like that, and poor yeshiva. I'm out of practice. The poor yeshiva spent like $1 million getting the new chair campaign that they had to get, and all the guys are sitting back like on two legs instead of four, like, you know, with a yarmulke and with a toothpick and saying I don't hold like Reish Lakish personally. So we have to have a hasaga of what it means to even say the name, that, you know, Reish Lakish. What does it mean to say Abai and Rav and Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yochanan? And what is it when a yid learns Gemara and Ba'omik and Be'iyun, when a person puts his heart and his soul in the biggest avodas Hashem, like the Alter Rebbe writes about in Tanya, in Perkei and Ches, when a person's mind is misdabik to Hashem Yisbarach when he's learning Torah, especially when he's learning Be'iyun and concentrating. And the Rebbe Melech, the way he describes this, again, we don't have a hasaga of the Hislavas that the Tzaddikim had when they were learning about Gemara. And the love of Torah and the light would burn in their mamish without a hefsek. For those who were there, were a pachet to even look at their face. My father told me many times about his Rebbe, about the Rav from his city, the Umvar Rav, is a Kaddish Elyon, Rabbi Yosef Melech Kahana. My father said that when he was saying a shir, he had a very weak and low voice. In the Beis Medrash, when he said a shir, my father said that hundreds of the bachim and the young men and the Talmid Chacham and the Dayanim would come and would sit up close to him. My father said that he remembers as a young man that they were afraid to look at his face. There was such a pachat to look at his face that he was mislabish in such a year as Shemaim. There was such a Shemaim that he said, he remembers that it was a pachat to look at him. It was a pachat to look at his face. We don't have a saga of that. What that means. It was a pachat. There was such an aura, there was such a kedusha, there was such a presence of the Shechina. And it would be, Ve'imosim would tell us al habriyas. My father said he remembers that when the Rav would walk into the room, he said that we were shaking. We were afraid that he was the kindest and softest person. My father said that we were standing there, we were afraid. We felt a pachad, not in a bad way, but there was, when he walked in, there was such a sense of the presence of the Shechina that we were mamish. My father said we were trembling, we were afraid. It wasn't shaykh like, you know. I would tell my father only a little bit, like what it was like, you know, in class, you know, in yeshiva. My father wasn't masig it at all. You know, what does it mean? He didn't see such things. There was a pacha. There was a year that was felt by everybody that was there. And even Lahantl, even the goyim on the street felt it. Even the goyim felt that. Today is the yard site of Baba Sali Schusei Gainlin, you know. So you see in the Svarim about Baba Sali, when he was walking, where he would go, when he still lived in Morocco as a young man, the Kedusha and the Tahara, that was emanating from him and the pachad that was felt by the lowest Arabim, the lowest Yishmaelim, they would throw themselves on the floor in front of him. Such a pachad that engulfed everybody that was near the tzaddik in such a way we don't have a hasaga. Ubali aveiros borachim ipneihem. This is all what the Rebbe of Melech is describing in the second letter at the back of the Noam Elimelech Nigus HaKadosh. That Bali Aveus would run from the Tzaddik. A person, forget about chutzpah, a Bali Aveus would be afraid to be near the Tzaddik. He'd feel terrified in the presence of the Tzaddik and run away from him. Migodl ha-pachad ha-megim mehem miroich kushasim yashamayim. Adkan l'shen ha-kadosh. These are the words of the Rebbe of Melech. And from the Sefer Morav HaShemesh, who was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Noam HaMelech, Rabbi Kolonim is coming from Krakow, the Morav HaShemesh was an ancestor of the Eish Kodesh. It's about Parshas Ve'eschad and Isa Zel Hashanah HaKodesh. The Isa B'Svar HaKodesh V'gam Shemati M'maisiyas M'Kodesh HaElyonim. It says in the Svar, and the Morav HaShemesh says, and I myself have heard Maisias from Kedoshe HaElyonim. Ki kshe'ish Yisraeli lemet Torah be'eslavus u'dveikas gadol. That when a Jew learns Torah with his slavus and dveikas gadol, azay mislahet eis svivaysav. Even though we don't see it with our eyes, there's a fire burning around that. There's a fire that's burning around that person, around that yid. Not just a big tzaddik, an ish Yisraeli. And he's able to see everything, like at the time of Matan Torah of Maimon HaSinai, when all seven Chazal say that all seven levels of the sky, all seven Rikim were opened. This is what we're learning about in Lakuta Marana Monday night. When a person learns Torah b'koyach, right? Which he's saying b'hislavus, and a Jew learns Torah b'hislavus. So we're learning that all of his tefillahs and all of his bakoshas are miskablos, and he has that chain when he learns Torah b'koyach. And we're learning how Rabbi Nachman said that it becomes nechkak, b'leiv kol misha shemeya. Right? Rabbi Nachman taught us in the first Torah, and look at the Maran, that when a Jew is learning Torah b'koyach with hislavus, Then when he speaks, when he davens, every word that he davens becomes engraved and etched into the heart of the one who listens to him, even Hashem is Baruch, and therefore all of his tefillos are miskablos. Achagam tefillos oisei roishim lamala, that the person's tefillah, when a person learns Torah b'slavas, then all of his words, all of his davening makes a tremendous roishim and kivyoch on Hashem's heart, and his words are being heard. Divrei Chachamim b'nachas nishmoim, we learned about that. Nachas is the chain, and the sof is the visvisa tov, is the ois tov, which means to engrave, and it's engraved in Hashem's heart, kivyachal. U'mashpia shefa tov is the chol bohi olam, and it brings bracha and all kinds of shefa to everybody in the world. Ad kal neshen ha-kadosh, just the Morav HaShemesh. This is the earlier tzaddik, and we don't have a hasaga. He said, look, as far as people like us are concerned, so we can't measure these things that the earlier tzaddikim were writing about, but we also can see a difference between the lower level that's called hisrakshas, when one's nefesh becomes engaged in the avayda, and a higher level that's called hislavus, and how to measure it in ourselves. Kol oid shehisragshus shukoscha. As long as it's hisragshus that you're feeling, where there's a hisragshus that you're feeling and a longing of hisragshus, avoscha v'yoscha l'Hashem asher b'cha, then your ahava and your yiras Hashem, your love of Hashem and your yiras Hashem, he b'midah shalein is batlo ait sheifaisecha u'ma'avecha la. You could still want other things, when, even though you feel a hisrakshus in your love of Hashem, Hisrakshus, even during that time of Hisrakshus, you can still feel a she'ifa for other things. You can still feel a want for other things. And you're not completely bottled to that feeling of Ahavas Hashem. Kireitz ata gam ba'aylam. You also want the physical world. Even though there's a Hisrakshus for Hashem, at the same time that you're feeling an excitement and you're Avedis Hashem and you're Ahavas Hashem and you're Yiras Hashem, you're still able to feel a concern, a desire, and an interest in this world. Vinyanav b'shazu raksha gam l'Hashem nafshecha misregeshes. Gam l'Hashem nafshecha misregeshes. In addition to the normal interest and desires that you have for this world, you are also excited about your Yiddishkeit. Gam l'Hashem nafshecha misregeshes. You're also excited about your Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe says, then you know, Oz rak hisrakshus bilvad hi. Halavai, we should be zeichah for that. But that, he says, you should know, is can only be called hisrakshus. Masha'en ken kishakol kach nizbara hargashoscha, shal kol panim b'shozu kol oilem shifaisev me'usim lecha. However, if there is such hisrakshus in your feelings of Ahavas and Yiras Hashem, at least for that time, that it's ad kedei kach, that all of this world and all of your shifas to have things of this world and to succeed in the world and to want the world and so on, that all of those are mu'usim lucha. It's not just that you're not excited, but everything is mamish mo'us lucha. It becomes something which is totally abhorrent. You're not really interested. It looks to you crazy and absurd that all the things of the world that you were so excited about before seem to you now at this moment to be totally, totally ridiculous and silly, and the mu'usim lecha, disgusting in your eyes.
There's
only one thing that you want. There's only one thing that you're longing for, and that's Lashem. Again, it's hard for us to have a hasaga like this. If you look at some of the poems, the piyut. If you look at the poems of Rav Kook, and you see the way that he, in our times, that the descriptions of such hisrakshus, and and one's entire existence is bottled to that ahavas and yiras Hashem. Haynu shal kol panim b'shozun is batlu shi'ifay sechel anafshecha b'eres Hashem. That at least for that time, and the tzaddikim live that way. But a person's hislavas means that at that moment, he that's all he wants. And there's another simon that it's more powerful than you. That when this comes upon a person, he can't control it. He can't hold it back. Again, we're describing things that's hard for us to relate to. But throughout the sefer, this is only by way of introduction. Throughout the sefer, the Rebbe is going to teach us how we could train ourselves and learn how to bring ourselves to these madrigas. And now every single Jew, even now, can come to these madrigas, at least for short periods of time. We're not holding by tzaddikim, that's beyond our understanding. But at least for certain times, when we're learning, when we're davening, when we're doing a mitzvah, that it's possible to come to such a feeling of islavis. We're ein biyod chilasapik mimenu. The lachdol mispoil biahava yira v'mispal ata b'shazu. And if you daven, if you talk to Hashem Yisbarach during that time, afilum einata mislahev v'chol hatfilum reishisa v'adachrisi. Even if you're not in a state of islavis the entire time, from the beginning of davening to the end of davening, mikomakom im b'shoshat mislahev i efshelucha lachdol min hisrakshuscha. at the time of his slavus, during that time of his slavus, whenever that part of davening is, you can't control your emotions, you can't hold back. And even if you wanted to, you wouldn't be able to daven with coldness. You wouldn't be, you can't. Then on our level, that could be described as the beginning of Islavus. That's not any more Israqshus, it's moved on to the higher level of Islavus. You yourself can see that at the time of Tkiyah Shofar, V'chem Yom Kippur, B'fad B'shas Kol Nidrei Ne'ilah, and Yom Kippur, especially the time of Kol Nidrei Ne'ilah, Shekol Taivah She'ifah V'rotzen Gashmi Botel Nimcha B'shazu. That even a simple Jew has tasted of this. That at the time of Kol Nidrei and Ne'ilah, he has no interest in anything else in the world. And even though normally, if it wouldn't be Ne'ilah, normally he'd be looking at his watch every second, and how come this is taking so long, and what's going on over here. And even though it could be that during Yom Kippur, maybe at 2 o'clock, 3, whatever it is, you were thinking about eating, and you were hungry, and what's going to be, and when's this going to be over. But B'shas Ma'isa, when a person is saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ulakim, at that time, when even a simple Jew is able to taste something of his slavus, then he knows that all of his physical she'ifas are totally bottled. All of his physical needs are bottled to that. All of his physical needs, at that moment of Hashem Elokim, he's not hungry. He's not concerned with this world. He doesn't think of the world. And even a simple person experiences this. And even though it's a person that might, you know, he might be meshuggah over something, normally it's his favorite, let's say, you know, the guy's, let's say, the biggest Yankee fan in the world, and he's up to his fourth Hashem Elokim, and you go and you tell him, by the way, you should know, in today's World Series game, you want you to know that the Yankees are ahead, 6-5 is the bottom of the ninth. Even a simple truth, you would tell him that by Ne'ilah, he would look at you like you're out of your mind. He'd say, you know, he think you're totally crazy, who cares about the Yankees? And it could be that, you know, 15 minutes after his first bite, Motzi'im Kippur, he's already back to the radio and trying to find out if he can catch the last, you know, couple of outs. Could be. But B'shas Ma'aseh, when he has a little bit of a taste of the Hislavas, so then he's mois. He's mois. The world is Narishkeit. He sees it for what it really is. It's just total Narishkeit. The person's Hislavas, when there's Hislavas for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, for the truth, and everything else is as all Ratzon Gashmi is Botel Mimcha, B'Shazu. Rebneisha Nisragashta Kolkach, because there's such a Hisrakshus, Achekvar Lehislavus Higata, that even a simple person has reached some point of Hislavus in his davening, some point of Hislavus. And Af Lehisuchelis Apekos. And someone will tell you, don't get so excited, take it easy, you can't hold back. You can't hold yourself back from such a feeling. Because your mom is mizbar, you're on fire. You're just on fire and you can't hold back. And your entire being, your whole essence, is caught up in this one great fire, flame of Islam. Baruch Hashem. He doesn't say, he's not saying Baruch Hashem, he's saying, he's calling each and every one of us a blessed of Hashem, right? He's calling every one of the Talmidim. Baruch Hashem. He's talking to us. You, with this, he says, each and every one of you who is blessed by Hashem, Nizkaravnu Ma'at El Makuvan. We've come a little bit closer to begin our discussion about the Makuvan, the point and the goal of this sefer. Ha'asiyah k'shehi b'lei yisrakshus l'gamrei. Kosha sh'or kol kach godol mimorim yishra aleha. Kevin sh'la ha'ashorot tzvicham nefesh gluy sh'tei mekova lo kanal. He says that when a person's avodas Hashem is without his yisrakshus, so it's in the way of coldness, it's very difficult then when the avoid is with such a crevice and coldness, so it's very difficult that at that moment that there should be taka, a light that a hashra, something that descends from the higher world to connect to you. A person has to have a nefesh gluya. The soul of a person has to be gluya, has to be revealed and open, in order that there should be what? A hashra that descends upon the person to connect from the higher world. But when a person's avodas Hashem is bislavus, kevin shenavsho nizgalo ato, when a person's avodas Hashem is with his slavus, so at that moment his nefesh is completely open, the chushav ma'at nizbatlu, and when his chushim, when his physical senses have become a little bit bottle. Then a person is able to experience a hashra, something that descends upon him from beyond this world, a taste of that. When we're learning, and what the Rebbe began the sefer with, is to say that the Derech HaBal Shem Tov, which is a continuation of the way of the Zohar, of the way of the Ari HaKadosh, and the way of the Zohar HaKadosh, is a continue, which themselves are a continuation, a hemshech of the Derech of the Nevi'im, of the prophets, where a Navi, where we know that the Navi lost complete control of himself and all of his physical senses were totally bottled, and he would be seized by a havas niyus Hashem, and then he was open to that possibility of a hashra el yoyna in some way, of a higher koyach descending upon him, and that he would be able to say divrei neviyus. And a person, even now, of a Jew, and when a person experiences some hislavas, and his physical chushim become bottled to that hislavas, then he's able to experience, not, of course, not on the level of nevuah, but he's able to experience a hashra that goes beyond himself. It's like when the Rebbe was describing, we learned together that amazing description of of his somersaults, when he was doing that rikud by Hachnasa Sefer Torah in the Smedrish, I don't know if it was in Warsaw or in Piazetsna, and the way that he looked back upon that, and there was something that took hold of him that was beyond this world. Even though, of course, there's not yet all what Chassidus is about. You can't have a Chassidus without this. This is the beginning of Avodas Hashem in the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, in the way of Chassidus. This is the Yisai. This is even more important than you know, buying a back of shit and everything. Even more important than letting your hair grow from behind your ears and on your face and all the other stuff. Even more important. This is the beginning of Chassidus. Iyesh lo Chassidus belada. Avoyde b'slavus, hi reishisa shi iyesh lo belada, v'hi mebneisha ha-chassidus halicha b'derech ha-nevi'im hi. Because the way of the Baal Shem Tov is the way of the Nevi'im, of the prophets. V'ashro mimar muchrocha l'nefesh gluya. And when a person, through his avodas Hashem, when he opens up his nefesh, his soul, and he reaches a point of his slavas, there's going to be a koach beyond himself that reaches into him, and he experiences for a short time, not on such a great level, like we see descriptions from the Rebbe Melech and the Marav Shemesh and earlier tzaddikim, but to experience his slavas mamish beyond this world. So this is, of course, all leads to the question of how do we begin? Because all these things that we're reading, we haven't experienced. So how do we begin? We don't have the chutzpah to think that we could reach the level of Kedoshei Kel, Tzadikei HaChassidus. Vafil his slavus lefiar keinu kashalanu, even his, to reach his slavus according to our own madregas that we're capable of reaching. Kashalanu miyadu b'chol pam lahagi, it's hard for us. Bisragshus naschel, the only way we could begin. In other words, I just wanted to give a little bit of a taste of what his slavus is, or to talk about his slavus. But we have to begin, of course, with his rakshas. To get to his slavus, we're going to have to learn how to become Jews, or our misrakshim, in the Avodas Hashem. Because Avodas Hashem is with excitement. And the excitement means that we still are excited about the world. We'll still be excited about the eating and the drinking and this and that and other things and work. But we'll be able to be excited about our Avodas Hashem. We'll be with his rakshas. And Mimela, there are times that we'll be able to reach even his slavas. But his srakshus we can work on. His srakshus naschil ule sragish al koparam tzrichim lesaira. Every one of us could be ma'ari srakshus, Navaris Hashem. Every one of us in davening, in learning, whatever, we could be ma'ari srakshus. Kireshis a his slavas he. His srakshus is the beginning of his slavas. As we saw, it's the beginning of the nefesh, of the soul giving a kvetch and moving a little bit. That's misragshus. The problem is, as we learned, that from the beginning of our lives, we're misragshim over food, we're misragshim over movies, we're misragshim over these things. Look, Rabbi Isai, somebody gave me this last night from our local newspaper, which people read even on Shabbos. Did you see this? You saw this? For those of you who are listening at some point that listen to tape, I apologize for having now a visual presentation. But anyway, at least you won't get nauseous like all of us are before Shabbos. Okay, here it is. This Passover, which will it be? This or this? Okay, let me describe this or this. There are two cartoons here. One is of a wife and a husband yelling at each other and the children screaming and yelling at each other and crying. That's this. That's staying home for Pesach.
That's what the lobby
man. That's what this means. This is the alternative. Rabbi said, look at this and see where we fall into. The people are gonna turn the pages and not even pay attention. Unless they're looking for hotel, which they might look to see the prices, whatever. This Passover, which will it be? This screaming and yelling. Look at the faces. Besides, this is a cartoon to show in a Jewish school, but they show in that newspaper also pictures of women that are not dressed properly. So cartoons are kleinikai. But here, yelling at each other and angry and throwing things at each other, or this. Here's everybody, men and women together, sitting on the beach, everybody smiling, reading a newspaper. Beautiful, the sun is out over the ocean. That's the alternative. That's what you could have a Pesach like that. That's the second Pesach. We would all like to have the second type of Pesach. We don't want to stay home like this and be like this, screaming and angry and yelling and upset. We could be like this, everybody smiling and playing with the sand by the beach. Where? You choose. This is your choice, Rabbi. I never knew that it came down to this. I got to show this to my father. I feel deprived. We always had that. We never knew that we could have this on Pesach. You choose. For more information or for a brochure, call free airfare to Acapulco. You could have Pesach in Acapulco. From anywhere in the world. From anywhere in the world you could have that toll free. Shemesh, it's called. This Tal tour. Shemesh and Taubs. You can get an ocean view for a couple more dollars. Pesach in Acapulco at the Hyatt. www.pesachim. That's what it says. www.pesachim. Like the Mesachta. That's what it says. Like the Mesachta, Pesachim. Al Eila ani bechia. Eini eini yardamai. And all of them are like this. They're just not as mechutzif as this. It's all the same thing. You choose. This or this? What normal person wants to have? Fighting and screaming and yelling? And to be stuck indoors with such horrible looking angry mommies and daddies? And the children from our community should be showing this to the parents and demanding that they have this second one. just like children can, like the same they could demand it. If they're off from school for 3-4 days, that they demand that they're going to Florida. I demand to go to California. I demand to go to Eretz Yisrael. I demand to go someplace, any place, just not to be stuck in this first picture, this horrible picture. Everybody yelling at each other. How's it put into a Jewish newspaper? How the hell, what's the matter with us? Nobody's going to pay attention. What's there to pay attention? On the other side of the page, you study Tanakh, Matzah Shabbos. This is where we are. This is what caught up in such a crazy sandwich, a bilbo. Pesach is to make a choice between being home Pesach or to be on the beach in Acapulco. It's hard enough for us to it's hard enough in our Jewish neighbors that are filled, Baruch Hashem, with the yeshivas and batei midrashim and Erlich Yidden. It's hard enough for us to breathe the air of Yiddishkeit in Chutz Laaretz, right? In the Tumas Eretz, Avi Eretz Ha'amim, it's hard enough for us, but you have to go to Acapulco. And Fakir, this is the choice that a person makes. So, we're used to this, we understand the hisrakshis that a person has had to become Jews who are misragesh over our Yiddishkeit. That's the hisrakshis that we feel. We're misragesh in davening, misragesh in learning. That a person should look at these kind of things and be moyes in these things. That it's something which is disgusting. And that this is where we're holding everything, and because we are Shemesh Shabbos and Chesed Shechit, the non gebrochs, everything, you know, so everything is okay. So the problem is that from the time that we're children in this world, and our instructions, as we learned the last 2 weeks, so our nefesh is constantly being from the beginning engaged in such silliness and such small things. So we have to learn, how do we direct our childish and childlike excitement, how do we direct that towards davening and learning in Avodas Hashem? How do we direct all of that energy into Avodas Hashem? That when the nefesh is moving, when it's moving, that it should move us and bring us to something in Avodas Hashem. How do we do that? That's how we have to begin, because we all are used to Hisrakshus. We're Misrakshim all the time. There's a hisrakshus all the time, whether it's with happiness, whether it's excitement, whether it's sadness. We hear something that upsets us. We're people who are misrakshim. It's just that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we don't have such a hisrakshus. Yeah, 1 second. A person has a hisrakshus when they talk about the matzah of the Eretz Yisrael. There's such a hisrakshus. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? We have to do something, right? There's a hisrakshus. You have people that have this. Some people that are yelling at me. Well, we should make a school trip and go to Gaza and throw ourselves on the floor to fight, even with God forbid, to fight with Jewish soldiers and to make a machlokes that's not going to take away from us Gaza. What do you mean? What if they take away from you an ashrei? You go to a place where the whole time they're talking about davening, they take away from you an ashrei, a yishtabach, a kriyashma, a shemana esrei is being taken away from you. How come you're not protesting that? How come you're not protesting that the Baruch Hashem is being taken away from you every single time you go to work, and you're sitting down with 100 shiksalach over there, and you can't keep your eyes on your work because there's shiksas all over the place? Then you're not screaming and yelling, "Gevalt, what's going to be with my life?" Only if they're taking away azit. I'm not saying it's not important, don't get me wrong. That breaks my heart too. But all the hisrakshus over what? Over that house that's being taken away in Azif. Again, I'm not saying there shouldn't be hisrakshus over that. What about our hisrakshus for all the lost blood gemara? What about feeling sebrachen every time you walk into your house and you look and you see there's a gemara, you see a shas, you see Torah Shavah Sav, Torah Shavah Peh, and you can't even read the words in it? There's no hisrakshus. And who's taking that away from you? That has nothing to do with any peace plan. It has nothing to do with Eric Sharon. It has nothing to do with Shimon Peres. It has nothing to do with any of those chavre. Lahavdil has nothing to do with Palestinians. But a person should have a hisrakshus that with his own hands, that from his own Yetzirah, that everything in his life that's important is being taken from him, and he's being forced to withdraw from a Blat Gemara. Who's forcing him to withdraw from a Blat Gemara? I can't, I'm tired, I'm not able to. Who's forcing him to withdraw from a proper davening? Who's forcing a person not to go to daven tefillah b'tzibah, to daven in a minyan? Who's forcing a person? Who's forcing a person year after year not to work on, to be misakin his midas, that we shouldn't try to be better people? Who's forcing us? It's the easiest thing in the world to scream and to yell and to be angry at the United Nations, to scream and yell and be angry at Sharon and at Paris and the rest of the guys. It's easy, it's very easy to scream and to yell and to have a whole hisragshus over the whole world, what a horrible, miserable world it is, than that a person should have hisragshus and be misragges with his own yetzahar, with his own taivas. To yell and to scream and to be angry, what's the matter with me? Year after year, I still fall into the same narishkeit, I'm still the same small person, to be misragges. To be misragis, to be angry about that matzav within a person, within oneself. So instead, you buy the newspaper, you sit back, you scream, we're going to make a protest, we're going to, at some point, buses will go to Washington, and everybody's going to stand outside the White House and say, this is not right, you're putting too much pressure, there's too much pressure on Israel, there's too much pressure. So who's protesting? He's not a bad guy, the guy in the White House. He's a much bigger Ayiv Yisrael than the Yetzer Hara is, He's a much bigger Ayiv Yisrael. Who's protesting the Yetzer Hara? To at least make a mecha. To at least protest. To make some sort of a mecha. To be angry, to be upset. What's the matter with me? And to have his srakshus tefillah and learning and so on, his srakshus. Let me just this paragraph. So he says, "Aval davke k'sha'ove the ish gam b'koyach b'gufa." That's what we're going to learn at the beginning. That the beginning is that if a person throws himself physically into avodas Hashem, that's why the mere fact that a person forces himself out of bed. There was a year that I was talking to, such a sweet, unbelievable tzaddik that I was talking to yesterday somewhere. I went to give a shiur someplace, and I was talking to this year, and this is a guy that's constantly like doing for Klal Yisrael. He's like raising money for everything and helping people. He's such a good guy. Mamash a year tzaddik. So he was telling me, I asked him, where do you live? I was so excited talking to him. He's such a special guy, and he's telling me this project. I asked him where he lives. He told me where he lives. He's not at all in this area, someplace else. So I'm familiar with that area. I asked him, where do you daven Shabbos? He goes, and where do you daven during the week? Because I thought that's a little bit further. Where do you daven during the week? He said, no, I don't do that yet. He said, by the Kaisel Marav, he was straight. I daven at home. So I said to him, a yid like you, that you have such a gevalda, you have such kaiches to run around the whole world to help Jews. You have the kaiches. He said, I can't get up. I have a problem. I'm a night person. There's a new thing. Can you imagine back in Krakow or Munkach, somebody saying, I'm a night person? Like, what does that even mean? Guy doesn't go to shul, I'm a night person. Try telling that to an old-time Jew. Right? I don't come to shul in the morning, I'm a night person. Try saying that to somebody. What does that mean, Bechla? He'll look at you like from outer space. What do you mean you're a night person? No, I stay up late at night. That's why I can't come to shul in the morning. There's a night person. Now, we never had such a thing. There's a day person. There's a morning person. There's only a half hour of the day person. Every other time of the day, I'm sorry, that's not my half hour. Either. I'm not a mensch. You can't talk to me. I have a half hour. Kirega be'apichayim b'tzaynah. That's all. This is about a person to begin with. A person throws himself. The beginning of his rakshas is to force yourself physically into avodas Hashem, which we're going to talk about. Physically, forget about how you feel. To drag yourself physically and the motions of his surahs, and with the davening and with the learning and out loud and to pull yourself to go to a shia, to pull yourself physically, like that the candle, and then it's just a matter of time that we'll see that the flame begins to take hold and when the body is brought into avayda. When you put your physical kaiches into it, then the hislavus will begin to rise eventually, and it'll last. If you don't put yourself physically into avodas Hashem, then gam hi hisrakshus hislavus tishka, then any hisgalus anefesh, any hislavus, any hisrakshus, any hislavus will also quiet down. You won't feel. This is how we were created, that the nefesh is attached to the guf, the soul is connected to the body. And if one does not engage one's body and detaches one's body from serving Hashem b'koyach, so then it's only a matter of time with the nefesh itself, with the soul itself. It can't experience this, also quieted down. Moshe, you wanted to say something?
It feels to me that we have the entry point. Maybe other people have more than others, but it feels that.
You know,
when the
Likud
is going away,
the Likud
is going after
Boreh Shalat, it's Kabbalah. Yeah, Boreh Hashem, and we have to, and that's our avoid is to learn how we don't have to wait for Lecha Daini. Boreh Hashem, that we're trying to make that at least, that every one of us could have a few minutes with that opening into Shabbos with the Hisrakshus. We have to learn more and more and to grow more and more that we should be able to be Misrakshim. Avdei Hashem with his Hisrakshus and his slavas, not only to wait for that Kabbalah Shabbos, to wait for that Rosh Hashanah, to wait for that Kol Nidrei Tnei'ilah, but to be able to bring it upon ourselves. V'loy oid ella gam k'shebo ha'ish lo'iris atzma yokeloi imoz gam b'koyach yavad eiz avod l'Hashem. When a person wants to be ma'ayir himself, it'll become much easier if the avodas Hashem that he puts himself with the koyach haguf into his avodas Hashem. He pours his koyches into the avodas Hashem, even though he doesn't feel anything at the beginning. He doesn't feel anything. Ki imlis ragesh koshaloi lahachriach es atzmo, because when it comes to feeling something emotionally and having hisrakshus, it's very hard to force yourself to have a hisrakshus. B'loy sachbulas v'emtsoim. Im loy boah hisrakshus mimela. Haloy la'avayda b'koich yochel ha'chviyach es atzmoy shach b'shoah she'ene reitzer b'alkarach v'yavay. Now when it comes to hisrakshus ha'nefesh, it's very, very hard for us to come, we're not used to that, unless something happens that makes us very excited. You see something, you hear something, Or you have 200 people around you that are singing, so then you get caught up in that. It's very, very hard that a person should be able to bring a hisrakshus upon himself. It happens mimela by things that we're experiencing. It happens mimela, and it's very hard to force oneself. But haloila avayda b'koyach yochel achriches atzmai. However, when it comes to forcing yourself to get up in the morning, and forcing yourself to scream the Gemara out loud, and forcing yourself to act a certain way, to do certain good things, and so on and so forth, when it comes to that, that a person can force himself to do it. Even when you don't feel like it, it's righteous, you have to feel like it. You know, it happens, an excitement over something. We're going to learn how to make oneself excited over something, but it's hard. So usually it's something which is, it happens to you. Until we learn how to do that. But when it comes to the koiches, to be machriach oneself physically, and to be Ovid Hashem physically, with the learning of davening, to do something good with a maaseh chesed stuck, that a person can make the choice and force himself. Bal koruch, even though he doesn't want to. V'yikol amida seinu b'avada seinu. Beinim roitzim, beinim b'shoshim machbid hayetzah haris levaveinu. This is the beginning of all of our Hashem, to force ourselves, even when the Yetzirah is making our hearts heavy, right? Can he ichbarati as libay, when you have a little bit of the heaviness of Paro's heart, chalila, and we feel an atzlus, a laziness, and a timtum hamayach v'halev, and a numbness of the mind and the heart, and we come akum kaifes b'esatzmeinu. We can force ourselves. Loimdim hatayra. We can force ourselves to pour our koiches. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about, Torah b'koyach. And we learned about Malchus and Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim, even though you don't feel anything, that eventually come to Yalas, Chayin, it will bring out all of the Chayin. Mispalim and Mekayim HaMitzvahs. To force yourself to go to shul, early, to say the things that our parents and our grandparents said, and to try to say them out loud, to be machriach oneself. The kavanah shlefi hanal, gam hi asiyah shebekoyach is pailus hanefesh is galus ma'at. Even when you are expending physical energy, we learned that also is a little bit of a gili hanefesh, right? When you're playing a basketball game and you're getting worked up because of the connection of the body to the nefesh, that too is something of the nefesh being revealed. The adrenaline, even if it's just a physical act, there's something that you get going. It's a little bit of izgalus hanefesh. So to begin, a person gets himself physically. The koyach into avodas Hashem. That's already a little bit of his galus. Rakshehi la'atzim abalayis rakshus murihi begufanis utumnu bahasiyah. Except if you don't try to, if it's not without any emotional hisrakshus, of course, then it's going to be mixed with all kinds of physical things, and it's completely covered with the physical act of whatever the person is doing, they're playing ball, whatever it is. Actually, nikeres umurgeshus lepulas vizgalus hanefesh. He doesn't realize there's something spiritual that's happening. There's something spiritual that's happening on a certain faint spiritual level, even when the body is just caught up in something. But because it's so covered with the physical act, you don't feel that it's esgalus hanefesh. How much more so if at the time that a person is learning or davening, his heart is filled with all kinds of silliness and his thoughts are in all kinds of narishkeit, that it's hard to feel any hisrakshus. Aval, he says, "Kshemefanes machshavta mikol zoyim." We're going to learn how to do this. When you're able, at least, to come to davening or to learning, and empty your mind out from all filth, to empty it out for a short time from all filth. Umiyachadol lekavin shalof nekadosh baruch hu omid. At least to have this basic kavana that I sense that I'm standing mamish before the Shechina. I'm in the presence of Hashem. Ubanova, with humility, Ushviras Ruach Lafanam Yisbarach Ovid Avadosa, with its Abrach and the Ruach, you begin to daven. You begin to learn. Afilum Eino Isapulis Lisragesh. Even if you don't try to do certain things to be Misragesh, as Ayide Avadosa Bekoach, at least you throw yourself Bekoach into your davening, and Bekoach into your learning, with your mind and your heart. The Yigia, and with the hard work, you begin to grab your nefesh by its throat and pull it out. And you drag out the nefesh from its hiding place. It's hard. At that point, your midas will begin. Once your nefesh is revealed, then the midas of chesed, gevurah, tiferes, netzach, hod, yisod, malchus begin to become caught up in that. And then it becomes hard not to have hisrakshus. I'll call upon him as a regish behava, at least a little bit of a regish of ahava. Yiru tshukal Hashem, a little bit of yiru tshukal Hashem. When a Jew forces himself with Rikudim, to dance. Dancing his na'ari. It means to shake something off, to be mena'er, merakeh, like it says in the Svar. Dancing is a lashon of merakeh, like the mloch on Shabbos when you shake, right? Shaking, you're shaking off the dust. His na'ari me'ofra kummi. That's what it means, Kabbalah Shabbos. You shake off the dust of the 6 days of the week. You shake off. Oh, there was somebody from another shul. Someone was saying, I said to him, I'm pleased to see. I said, I remember 10 years ago you were making fun of us because we had dancing by, that we danced by Kabbalah Shabbos, and we had different music that we brought to the shul. You were making fun about it, and I see that now in your shul you're also starting to bring musicians, and you're advertising that you have lively dancing or something. I said, you made so much fun of us 10 years ago. So he said, the kids enjoy it. The kids enjoy it. Like, I don't want you to think that I have any shyness to that. He said to me, the kids enjoy it. I said, no, you could enjoy it too. Why don't you try? It's good. You get dance. Get out of your seat. Get up. Try it. And even though you don't feel like doing it, and you have this whole 30-40 macho thing going on about, you know, I don't care about, you know, things that much, right? And I'm not really, you know, that's not who I am. Get up. Drag yourself, take yourself mamish by the neck and throw yourself into a rikud, and you see that you like it, not just the kids, right? Kinar Yisrael v'haveo, anar means his snari, means his snaris, means an awakening, his iris, minaris atzmaat minhofer, to shake off some of the dust. V'nafshim is gala, and you can be megala the nefesh. And so when you're davening also, you force yourself. You daven b'kol, out loud, and b'koyach. Av shabak kofes mu'usholos, ma'ashov levada, gam b'tfilah, shel sifsoysev nos, lopol ha'iris, na'avshol yidei ha'tfilah. If you just have a lifeless, quiet, then you're not able to be marry your nefesh at all. Rekida b'koyach, but there's dancing b'koyach, b'tfilah b'kol b'koyach, misragesh. Then that'll bring to his rakshas. Like it says in the Svarim, that by saying it out loud, it's ma'ira the kavana. You're able to take out a little bit of the nefesh. At least if you put to begin with your body into avodah b'koyach, you're able to pull out a little bit of the nefesh. And we'll continue b'ezras Hashem. We'll continue b'ezras Hashem to learn how to be misragshim when we want to be misragshim in our avodas Hashem.